Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Lamed Zion in the Yerushalmi, and we are on Lamed Vav Amud Beis, the last daf here in the fourth parak of Bamet Tomnin. So we'll finish the parak, and then maybe we'll have some chazara relating to issues of Hatmana before we get on to the next parak. So we are on Lamed Vav Amud Beis. We're talking about issues of doing Hatmana in Divrei Muksa, and whether what you're allowed to be metaltel, what not. That we said, in order to make something non-muksa, it's possible to prepare it before Shabbos. After all, muksa means set aside and not prepared. So if I want to be making it, if I want to prepare it before Shabbos, then that will be possible if I do something. So we had different days about whether thinking or acting would be required. So the Gemara says now, we'll speak about stones. So the Gemara says now, Rav Amar. So we're up to a couple lines off at the bottom on Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Rav Amar, Charios Shegid on Lishchiva. There are palms that are hanging down from the palm tree. Charios. The Carbonator says, Anafim Kashim Ke'etz. Branches that are hard like a tree. Mishahukshu shidraos shalulavin, when the spines of the lulavs harden, vinaflu avin shalahen, and their leaves fall off, karenlan charios. So what happens if I have these charios? Shegit'an. I cut them, lishchiva. I could cut them for two reasons. Either I could cut them for lying down on, and then it's a kli. It's like a, something I'm going to use. And therefore, that is prepared, and that's not muksa. But if it's going to be used for an ohel to, for, as the roof, so then that would require some other type of measure in order to make it ra'ui, because then it's muksa. I don't have it as a kli. So Rav Amar Chari Shegidim L'Shchiva, if you cut them originally to lie down on, Einan Tzrichas Kishur. You don't have to tie them up, you don't have to do anything, because they're automatically, thus used, you know, you thought for Shchiva when you cut them, you don't need anything else. But La'alid, but if you cut them for, to use as a roof, so then Tzrichos Kishur, so then one would require to tie them in order to use them on Shabbos, because otherwise it would be a muksa, right? The Rechaim Kanievsky. To lahot sion midei machshava ohalin bo'i maisa. In order to remove them from their status, from the thought that you had of using them as an ohel, you have to do a maisa, and therefore you have to tie them together. Tie them together. So that's Rav Shita. So automatically you wouldn't need to if it's l'shchiva, but only if it's l'ohel. Rav Abba Bar Chana Amar, no. Bein l'shchiva, bein la'ol, and svichas kishur. Even if you harvest, if you cut it in order to lie down on, it still needs kishur. You still need a, maisa. But the Gemara notes, even though Rabbi Abba Bar Chana always needs a maisa, his maisa is not exactly the same maisa that Rav requires if you cut it for ohel. Amar Rav Chizkiya, v'lo dami kishurei derav ba'ohalin, l'kishurei derav Abba Bar Chana b'kelim. Kelim here means l'shchiva, to use it as a kli. It's still not the same. Still not the same maisa required. Kishurei derav ba'ohalin, when Rav says that if you harvested it, if you cut it for, to use as an ohel, so then you need to do a very serious maisa, because you have to be motzi it from that machshava of muksa. Ad sheikshur is called a kutzin. You have to tie up all of the edges, all of the pointy edges, so then that was what would be required for your maisa. Kishurei derav Abba Bar Bar Chana, but the kishur is regarding Bar Bar Chana, when you always need it, you need less. Bekelim, ad sheyalem tohar kli, some type of minimal tying in order to show it is going to be a kli for you. Says the Karbon Eda, afilu bekesher kishur kol du usagi. Even just a little bit would be enough. Why? Because after all, im omer at achi yikshur is kol akutzin. If you say that you need to tie all of them, that's a chumrah, too far of a chumrah. You can't imagine that's what he says. The Karbon Eda, ech yachmir rav ba barchana al kach. Right? How can you require so much? And the Rav Chaim Kanievsky just adds, based on this, Rav Abba Bar Chana is both more mekel and more machmir than Rav. On the one hand, he's more machmir because he says you always require a maisa, the kishur. But he's more mekel because that maisa that you require is less than the maisa that Rav requires when he requires a maisa. As Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, Umeata nimsa, Rabbi Abba Bar Chana, machmir ad Rav Bachada. He's machmir on him in one element. The boy kishur af begidon l'shchiva. He requires tying, even if you cut them for lying down on, and you would think that it's automatically a kli. No, umekel nami b'chada. And he's makel also desagi b'kisher kaltu, because he says you only need a little bit of a kisher. Afilu begidon la'alin, even if you're begadeya, you cut them la'alin, you only need a lower level maisa. Talo maflig bein gid la'alin l'gidon l'shchiva, because he wasn't mechalik. Okay, good. We continue. Rav Yaakov bar Idi b'shem Rav Yonasan la'olam al yimana adam atzmo b'leilach beis hamedrash. A person should never withhold themselves and not go to the beis hamedrash. When it's time to go to the beis hamedrash, you should always. I should always go, even when it's not time. Why? Because this halacha was asked numerous times in Yavne. The second one's going to be related to us. What halacha? Arevas hayardein lamehi tameya. Usually boats are not makabel tuma, because the pasuk says in Mishlei, derech aniya b'lev yam, and the Gemara darshins, just like the yam is tahar, so too the aniya, so too the boat is a tar. We have that in the Mishnah in a later parak, in Perek Rabbi Akiva. Derech aniya b'lev yam. So usually boats are tameh. What's the svar? It's tameh because something that's only called a kli, if it's mitaltel mali v'reikon. If you can move a kli when it's full, even when it's full, not just when it's empty, even when it's full, it's movable, it's not too heavy, that's when it's a kli. But if you can't move it when it's full, so then that's not a kli. And therefore it's not makabel tuma. Remember, what can be makabel tuma? Only four things, right? Adam v'kelim, ochlin u'mashkin. Only those four things can be makabel tuma. If you're not one of those four things, then you can't be makabel tuma. Adam, kalim, ochlim, mashkim. That's it. So a boat, if it's not a kli, so boats aren't makabel tuma. So why is this arevas hayardin, this huge boat or barge on the that goes on the yardin? Why is it makabel tuma? That we have a misora that it's makabel tuma. So why is it makabel tuma? Because v'lo amar adam davar. And they asked this in the Beis Medrash, and they wondered and wondered about it until finally, at Shabbat, Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, Darshan, Vidarsha Be'iru, and he darshaned in his city, Arevas Hayardin Lamei Tmeya. Why is the Arevas Hayardin Tmeya? Mipnei Shememalin Osa Peros. Because before you put it down, it's a narrow area where the Yardin is. So sometimes you have a boat that's lifted up by these cranes. So you have it on dry land first. You fill it with fruit, and then you put it down into the water. So what do you see from there? That it's moved, it moved it and you lift it up, Malei Vareikon. And therefore, that's why it's going to be Tame, that type of boat. The O Davar, and also the other thing that was discussed in the Beis Medrash, is related to us. Right? All of the Charios, no matter what, you need Kishur, meaning like the Shita of Rabbi Abba Bar Chana. Like the Shita of Rabbi Abba Bar Chana, that's why it is required. One more line. Hatevon Hare Nidiraya da Ashkelon. What about these little boats from Ashkelon also? The same thing. Right? We never heard that they're Tameh. And yet, you know, they're also your motzi osam and ayam liyabashim and abashal liyam. You fill them up there. So why aren't they Tameh also? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Elazar Shan Yehi Shemiksasan Bayam and Miksasan Bayabasha. No, those, they don't lift them all up. They keep them partially in the water when they load them. And therefore, it's not called mitaltel mali v'reikon, because part of it is still in the water, and therefore that wouldn't be similar to our case. Good. So the language that we mentioned before from Rabbi Yonasan was a person should never keep them out of the base measure. So this is a double. Number one, one shouldn't stop learning in a situation where one has the opportunity, and number two, learning b'tzibur. Is something that should be noted, right? Learning every second, that don't hold yourself back from the Beis HaMedrash. And again, the Pashup Shad is that means B'tzibur, as the many Mamari Chazal about not learning, B'yachid, if you have the opportunity to learn B'tzibur, but even just learning itself. Even just learning itself. We haven't mentioned in a long time the Shnos Elio, the Gra's comment in the beginning of Maseches Peah, where the Mishnah says that we say every morning Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, and the Gra says Nami Ein La Shir Lo Lamata V'Lo Lamala. D'chsev Agis Vayom V'Laila V'Mkein Ein La Shir Lamala V'Lamata Nami T'Pa'amin B'Teva Achas Poter. Right? Sometimes even one Teva can be Poter. And it talks about Kriyishma Shel Shachar V'Serv Avis. Then a little bit later, the Gra says V'Nakana Talmud Tana Had Dein Tal Talmud Torah Shir Lamata. Lahoros, Shitzarecha Adam Ma'od Ma'od Lachabe Vesatorah. We have to look at the Torah as so beloved. To Bechal Teva Veteva Shalom Abba. Every word that one learns, who mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's another mitzvah. Vaharaya Sheyotzi Veteva Achas. Mitzvah's Limerat Torah. Shishkula Keneged Kala Mitzvahs. Right? How do you know that you're Yotze with one word? Because this is one of the mitzvahs that are Keneged, all of them. And we know, the Gemara tells us, that we're not mevatel Talmud Torah, even, right, we had this earlier, in this, in the first parak, we had this discussion of Osik Patara Patar Mana Mitzvah, remember, Rashi Mayachai, Rabbi Yochanan, but we're generally not mevatel Talmud Torah, if the mitzvah can be done by someone else. Vasecha Machaya Bazeh. And logic dictates, says the Gra. Bibresha called Teva Viteva Bifne Atzmo, he mitzvah Gedola. Every word of Torah is a huge mitzvah. Vishkula neged kulam. And it is equal to all. V'im kein. Kishalomi l'machal daf echad. When somebody learns a page, mikayim kama meos mitzvos. Hundreds of mitzvos. V'im kein. Bevandai. Yozer tov v'kayim mea mitzvos. Mi mitzvah achas. So if you can do hundreds of mitzvos, better than doing one mitzvah. Rak kishi efshal l'kayim adayache. But if nobody else can do that mitzvah, then you have to stop. As Rashoi, he even says, he uses the lashon Rashoi levatel. One is allowed to be mevatel. He still calls it, we've had a shiur about this in the past, he still calls it a bittel. He still calls it a bittel, but a bittel that you're allowed to do. According to the Gra, really every second we should be learning, but you're allowed to be mevatel in order to do other mitzvahs. Or when we want to eat, which is also called a mitzvah. The only reason that everything else is allowed to be mevatel, because it's also a mitzvah. Other achronim, we've mentioned the Stipler in Maseches Brachos, and the Rosh Weiss writes about this too, that you don't look at life, like, how do you look at life? Every second of life is a chiv of Talmud Torah, but we can be mevatel, it's an allowed bittul Torah to do everything else in life, to eat and to be involved with our families, and or no. The chiv of Talmud Torah is all of our free time in life. And when we're doing other things that we're allowed to do, that we're supposed to do, that there's no chiv of Talmud Torah there. Right, there's just, it's not free time. Therefore, it's not called a bittul. So that's a different, way of looking and perspective. But again, that's relates to the al yimana atzmo. Milel chabesa medrash, always, every second that one has, one should try to be involved with Talmud Torah and all free time that one has. But again, we are allowed and understood to be involved in other things as well. Remember the Gemara in Shabbos in the Bavli on Daf Peites, where the Gemara talks about Yitzchak Avinu bargaining with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we don't deserve to be punished, and he goes through all the math. How much did we sin? He starts over 70 years, and he says, no, down, take off 20, because after all, we're not punished b'dei shamayim from up until age 20, so we're down to 50. And then he says, the other half of the time we're sleeping, so you can't punish for us when we're sleeping. He says, take off another half, another 25 years, so we're down to 25. So then he said, take off another half because we're involved in our basic human needs. And you can't fault them for that. So you see that that's understood. Basic human needs. What are the basic human needs? What does he have on the list? Bathroom, eating, and davening. He has that as a basic human needs. Sluye. Interesting. But either way, you see from that Gemara that we're allowed to, and we're encouraged to be involved in our basic human needs. Okay, we continue. So, but the Gemara says that in the Beis Medrash, they answer this question about the Arevas Hayardain and Archarios. Archarios, they paskin like Rabbi Abba Bar Chana that no matter what, if you cut them, you have to do an act. You have to tie some of the thorns, unlike Rav, who says, no, only if you cut them l'shchiva, do you not have to do anything? And oh, then you have to do even more than that. You have to do even more than that. You have to give them a Torah kli. So we continue now talking about this topic. Asya de Rabbi Ba Bar Chana, Rabbi Ba Bar Chana, who we just said, says you always need the Maisa, but a low level Maisa. Rabbi Chanina, Tamar, Rabbi Chanina, Olin Hayinu, Im Rabbi Lachamas Gerar. We were once going up to Chamas Gerar with Rabbi on a Friday afternoon. Vayomer Lanan used to tell us, Bacharu Lachem Chelke Avanim. If you want to use any of these stones tomorrow, choose some of these smooth stones because you have to designate them. You have to designate them before Shabbos. Vatem Mutar L'Talt L'Machar. But if you designate them, choose. Choosing, right, choosing is also maybe just pick them up, just doing a low-level Maisa. That's what we assume is what Rabbi meant. And that's similar to Rabbi Abba Bar Chana. Rabbi Zira Amar, other days. No, what do you have to do with stones? Not just choose Anshi Yikardim. You have to chisel them. You have to chisel them. You have to, smooth them. Right? The Chabad Eda, she is Sases Ha'avanim. And then it'll be Nikar that you want to use them for sitting tomorrow. Shili Yeshiva Tzarech. The Bechir L'Cholosaki, choosing is not enough. You have to chisel. Ha'chavraya Amriat, she is Shafshef. Yeshafshef, that's wiping them down. You have to wipe them down. You have to even, You know, that's another type of action. Tziporai Amar Nachi Yachshov. Tziporai said, no, just thinking would be enough. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, so Gemara says now for a minute, getting back to the Charios, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nachi Yelam Toar Kli. Rabbi Yochanan held like Rabbi Babar Chana until it has a Toar Kli. Ashkechis, if you put all the sheetas together that we just said about what you need for preparing something before Shabbos, so we have a couple of sheetas. Amar, flipping this name, Rabbi Abba Bar Chana, right, that's the gears to change by the Akarba to Eden, that's what we've been talking about. Rabbi Abba Bar Chana, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yonasan, all of these rabbis held Chada, they held one shita, which was Torah's Kli, right, that was Torah Kli, give them a Torah Kli, that's what is needed, which is a low-level Maisa, but that's all you need. And Rabbi Yochanan also held that, and Rabbi Yonasan, that we said before. Rav, Reb Zeira, Rabbi Shaul, Rabbi Yossi, Chada. They held, no, more of a major act of Jeter. Rav, right, was the Shita that argued, Rabbi Abba Bar Chana, right? You have to remove Yixur as Kola Kitzin. And these other, Rabbanan also held that. Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira said, right, you have to chisel it. So the first Shita says you only need a low level act, Torah Kli. The second group says you need a more serious act. Tziporai, Rabbi Yossi Ben Shaul, Rabbi Chav, Lafta Ben Shaul, Chada, they all hold. All you need is to think about it. That's a third shita. Chavarai less luhuzug. Chavarai are all by themselves. So why are they by themselves? So different days. If you look in the Karban Eda, he assumes that, what the Chavarai said, that mishafshef, wiping it down, that's even after chiseling it. So he says nobody holds that you need such a gemar malacha. That's some. Others say that no, it's a lower level maisa. So if you need a lower level, this isn't a real tikkun. This is just wiping down. Rechai Gudievsky says, that this is a medium type of act, and therefore nobody holds like that. You need a serious act or a less serious act. So different day is how to understand the chavraya, how they are unique and don't have a chaver. Good. Says the Mishnah. Last Mishnah here in the fourth parak of Maseches Shabbos. Masis and Imlo Kisom Yibod Yom. So again, getting back to hatmana, insulation. So we mentioned hatmana, if you remember, before Shabbos, you're not allowed to be matmin, even in a davar ham, only in a davar hamosef hevel. On Shabbos, you can't be matmin, insulate even a davar, not in a mamid hevel. So the Mishnah says, if you didn't insulate, if you didn't wrap it before Shabbos, you cannot wrap it on Shabbos for the first time. Kisov in his gala, if you did wrap it and then it got unwrapped, it got revealed, mutar lechasoso. So then you can be mechaset. So we'll talk about when was the nisgala and when was the kisui. Mimali as a ketone, and the Mishnah just adds and finishes, you're allowed to wrap cold. Fill a bottle with cold water, and you put it into a kara or a keses for safekeeping. Either this means so it doesn't get colder or so it warms up a little bit. Either way, that is allowed by cold, as we'll see. So the Gemara says, not lumibod yom, machzir mibod yom. If the cover fell off before Shabbos, you could put it on before Shabbos. That's obvious. Even if it wasn't covered at all, you could cover it before Shabbos. That's pshita. But that's just leading up to the next line. Not l'mishach ha-shecha. If you insulated it, then you took it out on Shabbos. Machzir mishach ha-shecha. Then you can put it back. Then you can put it back on Shabbos. Not l'mibod yom v'kiddush alav hayom. What happens though if you wrapped it up, but then for some reason you took it out before Shabbos, or it fell off before Shabbos, and then it's Shabbos? So no answer given to that question, whether you're allowed to insulate it there. When Shabbos started, it was not insulated, but it had been insulated before Shabbos. Might not be called insulated because you go about when the moment Shabbos started. That's a key. And if you don't, it's not insulated then it doesn't matter that it was insulated beforehand. Rabbi Babar, B'shem Rabbi Yehuda, and this Kalkala Gumasura, if you have something wrapped, like we said in the Mishnah, and you took out the pot and now the whole insulation, which is Muksa, fell down, you can't lift it up directly. Asura, you can't lift it up. Umikira lakira mutter. Now getting back to Achzara a little bit, because we're going to get back to Hatmana also. If I want to move one pot, if I have a covered flame on Shabbos, and I have a pot on a covered flame, and I want to move it to a different covered flame, that's allowed. Mikira lakira mutter. I'm allowed to move it from one covered flame to another covered flame. You know that from the story we had already earlier. Minahu demar Reb Elazar b'shem Reb Oshia. Mishori sayisi as Rebbe Chiya HaGadol. I was once servicing Rebbe Chiya HaGadol. I was bringing him hot water. midaiti hatachtona ledaiti alyona. I was bringing him water upstairs. Umachziran lekira. And then after I gave it to him, I put it back. I put it back on the kira. Put it back, meaning, sounds like on a different one. On a different one, and that's that shows that you could go from one covered fire to another covered fire. Even if the second one is hotter, even if the second one has more, gives off more heat, that's also going to be mutter. And so we said a covered flame, you could go back to a different covered flame, is okay. Remember we said adding hot water to the chalent. So you could take out if you do it in the right way, the best to be do directly into the chalent. If not, put it in a cup and moving it. But again, if you give it back onto the chalent that was on a covered fire, that will be allowed. You're putting it onto a different fire. But says the Gemara, mikira latmina aser, mitmina lakira aser. On Shabbos, you can't switch from hatmana to hachzara. If something is on a kira, on a fire, and then you want to insulate it on Shabbos, that's aser, because it was never insulated before. Mitmina lakira aser, and from tmina lakira is also aser. Mitmina latmina tzricha. Unclear to go from one insulation wrapping to another insulation wrapping. That's not clear. Again, from kira lakira is mutter. Right, to go from one covered fire to another covered fire. To switch kira to hatmana, hatmana to kira, that's aser. But hatmana to hatmana, that is not clear. So the hatmana to kira to hatmana, the Rama paskins, that's a problem. If you look in Rashi and Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama says, you can't switch. Imhotzi macho min atanur aser lanichu bekar miksasos. You can't switch that, says the Rama. In Reishon and Gimel Beis, you can't switch because remember, the whole thing is it called a hachzara, or is it called an asina lechadchila? That's what we said, it has to be determined. So if you're putting it in a new way of warming or heating, so that's not allowed. Good. We continue. So the Gemara nisgala mibod yom mechasiyah mibod yom. So what we said before, getting back to the Mishnah. So if it was revealed before on Friday, before Shabbos, that he could cover it on Friday, that's obvious. Nisgala mishachashecha mechasiyah mishachashecha. On Shabbos, you can cover it. If it was all on Shabbos, nisgala mibod yom, v'kidah shalom ayom. Again, that question is unanswered. Tani, eitom rechad mishachashecha. You're not allowed to start an insulation once Shabbos starts. But what if it's already insulated with a thin layer? Then you can insulate it even more. That you're allowed to do. How much has to be insulated before so that you can add on? So even a very thin layer, a mapa, a very thin beged, that is good enough because it's already considered insulated, so you can add on. No. It has to be something that's significant before you start. If it's a thin mapa, so then that's not significant. That's not called insulated. Therefore, that wouldn't be good enough to be able to add on. Rav Chinina says, defends himself. He says, what do you mean? Even a thin mapa is moel. It does do something. No, don't tell me that, only if it's moel. Everything's moel. I'll prove it to you. I'll prove it to you that any little layer is moel. Iluma denasu martut. If somebody takes a rag, like smartut, v'yasav la reishay b'shas sinasa, and you put it on your head when you're cold, you want to warm up a little bit. Domo lokavish sinasa, your cold's not going to get better. Any little layer, any thin layer is going to protect you and have an effect. So therefore, as long as something is wrapped up a little bit, one can be mosif. One can be mosif, and that is also what we hold. In Reish Nun Zion, the Shulchan Aruch has that as well. Then in Reish Nun Zion, where is this? In Sif Dalet, that's where the Shulchan Aruch has this as well. For the beginning of Sif Dalet, Afa b'she'in tomnim b'shabas afil b'davar she'in mosif hevel, in taman bo mibod yom, v'nizgala mishecha shecha, mutter lachzor z'lachazoso. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch paskins l'kula in the shaila that is unanswered in our Gemara. If it was revealed on Friday, then you can... this is pasul lechumra. I'm sorry, I take it back. If it only was niskala after a Shabbos, mutar lachzor lechazoso. If you want to be mosif, it doesn't say any limitations of what you had it on, what you had on beforehand. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch is makel in this regard. But again, the question that we said before, it did not answer. Continuing, finishing the parak. The Tana Kama of this brisa says, just like you can't insulate hot, you can't insulate cold. In order to what? Unclear. To keep it cold or to get the chill out. That's what the Karban Eda says. Shetafig tseinasan. Why? Because the Karban Eda says, the gazrinan anu atmana baremes. Right? Because we're gozer atu, the insulation of hot. For Rebbe Matir, and Rebbe says no, right, that's mutter, right? That's what we paskin, as we'll see. Hey, so Rebbe Shul Baraba Alhada Kadmaisa. Shul Baraba asked from our Mishnah on the first day. What do you mean? You're not allowed to wrap cold? What does our Mishnah say? Vatani Mamali Hu Adam Esakito Shamayim and Asan Lutocha Kar Lutocha Tacha Kases. So you see our Mishnah is mutter. It says mutter. Ella Karebi, the Rebbe Matir. You want to see our Mishnah is only like Rebbe? And against the Tanakama? I'd rather not say that. So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Kan l'shaw, kan l'shaus. Maybe that opinion would say that when the Mishnah says it's mutter, that's only for a short time, a temporary period. That's allowed. But to leave it there for a long time, l'shaus, that would be usser. Okay, but either way, we pass in mutter l'gamri. Pass in mutter l'gamri, there's no shahia, there's no hatmana when it comes to wrapping something cold. So remember, so this was the parak about hatmana. There, a number of hatmana issues did not come up in the parak in the Gemara, but like, a little bit came up hatmana b'miksas, right? What if it's a hatmana not totally wrapped? The Shulchan Aruch talks about when it's something is sitting in coals, and therefore it's only wrapped up on the side, but it's not wrapped up on top. That would be hatmana, and the Ramah's lashon is megula lamala is mutter. Megula lamala is not hatmana, and that is what the Ramah paskins. So the pashtus is any type of hatmana, any revealed area on the pot is going to be mutter. Again, there is that chumer that we mentioned from Rav Shlomo Zalman. It has to be megula shenikar l'chol adam, like a crock pot. So on the top, this is what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be wrapped on the side and not on top. So that's a chumer that Rav Shlomo Zalman has, quoted in the Shmir Shabbos, but other poskim say megula means megula. And therefore, it is going to be mutter in that case. Again, machlokes poskim about the crock pot. But other points about hatmana. Hatmana is only in a kli rishon. A kli sheni is not hatmana. And therefore, if you put something in a kli sheni to wrap it, there is no gzeira at all by kli sheni. So it's only in a kli rishon. It's only if, we said earlier, if there is no airspace in between the wrapping element and the kli inside. You need kavana lahatmin. You need kavana lahatmin. And if your kavana is just to wrap something, I don't know, let's say you wrap up some schnitzel to put on top of the crock pot, that's not atmana. Number one, that's a kli. That the tinfoil is a kli. It's not wrapping a kli. But if you double wrap something, let's say you wrapped it up, that you want to double wrap it again in order to keep the heat in, that would be a problem. If you're double wrapping it in order just to make sure it doesn't fall apart, then that would be mutter. There's no hatmana. I was asked this question last week. There's no hatmana food in food. Putting kishka in the challah, there's no hatmana. If you wrap the kishka in tin foil and put it in. So some posts can say that might be an issue. Again, if you poke holes in it, then for sure it's not a problem anyway. And there are other posts that say there's no hatmana, but ochel in either case. Either way, these are some of the rules of hatmana. A lot more, but we continue now. Hadrolach Beba Tobne, we need to go to a totally new topic, and that is getting back to issues of hotza'ah, which is what our Mesechta started off with. Remember, the Torah tells us that you're not allowed to do malach on Shabbos, but your animal is not allowed to do malach on Shabbos. That's called shvisas behemto, losasa kol malacha. But there's a machlokas rishonim. Whether actually if my animal does malach on Shabbos, so I'm going to violate losasa kol malacha, right? The next couple of prakim are talking about my animal cannot carry out a load on Shabbos in a place without an Erev. So is that shvisas behemto? Is that included in the losase? So Tosfos and the other rishonim here at the beginning of the perek note that they think that losasa kol malacha about behema, that only includes what's called mechamer, where you are doing malacha with your animal. That's what's included in the lo sase kol malacha. But shvisas behemto, your animal resting, that's included in the mitzvahs asei of Shabbos. Laman yanuach, sharcha v'chamarcha, the pasuk in the Torah, in Shmos Chav Gimel, and it's also in Zeres Adibros. But that's what Tosfos and the Ritva and the Meiri all say. In the beginning here on Daf Nun Aleph here in Meseches Shabbos, Shvisas Behemto says the Meiri, Ein Ba Iser Lav V'yafal pisha kasav lo sasakal malacha, pirshu ba, the Baal HaTosfos say, dafka kshuma chamer achareha. If you're leading an animal in a field, so then that's called mechamer, and that's in the Isra da'araisa of lo sasakal malacha. But when it comes to the shvisas behemto, stam, your animal carrying out a load on Shabbos, amasa, that would not be included in the los assay, just in the assay of shvisa. The Rambam paskins, that's the only possibility of getting malchus, right? That's the, other than that, not. Okay, so that's, issues of mechamer, which we'll come back to, but Hashem, all the way at the end of the Masechta. The Pnei Yeshua notes why the first parak here, the fifth parak is Bameh Behema, which talks about what the animal is not allowed to take out, go out with before Shabbos, while the next parak is Bameh Isha. Why does Behema come first? Because, says the Pnei Yeshua, because we've been talking about things about what you do on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, the second parak by Malikin, and how you Shehiya. So here too, what you go out with on Shabbos or not, that's a Shabbos thing. What your animal goes out with on Shabbos, that's something you have to check before Shabbos. You have to check before Shabbos, because that's when you're dealing with your animals. That's the Pnei Yeshua's comment. Right? The Fima Shekhazav Tosas, Reish Bechotin, we're talking about Erev Shabbos things. Lefisa Shaper Matzina Lameimar, the High Pirka, the Behemah, Iker Dain Dinam Shayachim Me'erev Shabbos. Kivin Shederecha Behemah Latseis, Bilti Yediyas Havailim. V'yekeim Vadei Avehilchas Arabasi L'Shabbos. V'kol Adam Tzarech Litein Einov Me'erev Shabbos Bebehemto. So that's why what this parak is doing here, Bameh Behema, in terms of what an animal is allowed to go out with on Shabbos. So Bameh Behema Yotza, Bameh Behema Einu Yotza, what is an animal allowed to go out with on Shabbos? Meaning, what's called a burden, what's called a masa, and therefore it's extra, what's called just tachshit, what the animal's wearing and what he's allowed to wear, part of the animal and is bottled to the animal. That's what you have to determine. A camel's allowed to go out with a halter, some type of basic guarding thing that goes around its head. Vahanaka b'chotem, some other type of animal, maybe a female donkey with a nose ring. Vahluvdekis b'primbia with a bit. Vahsush basher, and a horse with a collar. V'chol bali asher yotza basher, and all collared animals are allowed to go out with a collar. And once we're talking about animals, the Mishnah just throws in v'nimshachin basher. You're allowed to walk with them with their collar. We'll talk about that in the Gemara. Beth Hashem, that's not called hotzah. Umazin aleim, if the collar is tamei, you could sprinkle the ashes of the paraduma on it while it's still on the animal. V'tovin b'koman, and if it has to be tovel, just tovel the whole animal, even while it's around the neck, as long as it is loose and water can get into all of it. Okay, we'll talk more about this, Beth Hashem, next time.